Hi, Mary. Thanks so much. The UW Jazz Festival is about a week away, coming up on Saturday the 30th. A number of middle and high school jazz ensembles and combos are converging on the UW Music School on Saturday for a day of education and collaboration, culminating in a concert at Meany Hall that evening, featuring two high school jazz ensembles and two combos, as well as the UW Studio Jazz Ensemble and the UW Jazz Faculty. And to celebrate this afternoon, we're thrilled to welcome an all-star combo from the University of Washington, seniors Ian Mengadot on alto sax, Adrian Notaboom on tenor sax, juniors Jackson Mint at the bass, and Thomas Campbell drumming. Please welcome The Intention. Intention, live in the studios at KPLU. That's Ian Mengadote on alto sax, Adrian Notaboom on tenor sax, Jackson Mint and Thomas Campbell at the bass and drums. We're here today celebrating the upcoming UW Jazz Festival. That's not this Saturday, but next Saturday, the 30th, with a whole bunch of shows as well as I should probably let somebody who's in charge of the festival or one of the people putting it together tell us about it. And we are lucky in Seattle to have a terrific drummer out of New York, Ted Poor, who's an artist in residence at the UW. And Ted, tell us a little bit about the UW Jazz Festival.
Well, thanks, Abe. The festival, first and foremost, is an opportunity for young jazz musicians in the area to come together and perform and hear each other perform and connect, and also to connect with and learn a little bit about the program that we have at the University of Washington. We have 20 area middle school and high school bands coming together, both big bands and small groups, and they'll all have an opportunity to perform during the day in Meany Theater and work with one of many of our esteemed clinicians who will be there. We will then, for an evening concert, invite three of them to perform, two big bands and one combo in the evening, along with the UW Studio Jazz Orchestra under the direction of Paul Harshman. And I'll also play a short set with Kung Vu, my colleague, along with Luke Bergman on bass. And that'll wrap it up.
And it's a free show?
It's a free show. Come on out. It's all happening in Meany Theater on the 30th, so the more the merrier.
I'm very excited to help present the first UW Jazz Festival. Really looking forward to it.
And it will be an annual event, so if you can't make it this year, look for it next year.
Get in on the ground floor, everybody. Now I want to talk to the saxophone players in the group, Ian and Adrian. What kept you playing after high school? I understand you are products of the Northwest high school jazz scene. Ian, what kept you playing beyond grade 12?
Oh, well, I should mention first that the two of us were very fortunate to go to Roosevelt High School. So we went through that jazz program.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard not to go through that without wanting to keep doing it. Because you put so much effort into it where if it doesn't immediately burn you out within 30 seconds, you pretty much have to keep playing for the rest of your life.
Adrian, I wanted to ask about, you're playing the tenor sax, and we've got Ian over there on the alto sax, and of course, there's giants on both instruments, and I wonder what led you to play your instrument rather than the other, if there's any other woodwinds you play.
I play most of the woodwinds. I started on alto, and I switched to tenor because the band I was in needed a tenor instead of an alto, so it wasn't, I didn't really choose, but then once I started playing tenor, I really enjoyed it, and I discovered artists like John Coltrane and Sonny Rollins, and really liked the tenor from there on.
Okay, a question for both of you guys then. We've heard, there's John Coltrane, Sonny Rollins references, but there are some terrific saxophone players out there today. Joshua Redman, Kamasi Washington, that are doing some really wonderful things. And I wonder where your inspiration comes from. Is it picking a little bit from both, or are you focused more on classic jazz stuff? Ian, Adrian, either one of you. Battling for the microphone.
I'd say it's a little bit of both. I always would probably lean towards the older guys who, like John Coltrane and Sonny Rollins. I love listening to like any saxophone. Sounds good to me, but yeah.
It's pretty amazing. At 50, 60 years past John Coltrane, people are still listening and being inspired by him. Ian?
Well, I definitely started with a foundation in people like Cannonball Adderley. That's mm-hmm. really where I came from, was like Adderley and Don Menza. But as I got older, I can't even say that I really draw my primary inspiration from saxophones anymore.
Mm.
A lot of what I'm doing is you know, folks up in, say, Oslo playing, you know, like Arve Henriksen or Jaga Jazzist. Like, these are people who are really giving me an idea of what sound I want to pursue rather than the saxophones.
The college kids are live in the studios here at KPLU celebrating and getting ready for the big UW Jazz Festival on January 30th. This is The Intention, live in the studios at KPLU. We're going to hear an Ornette Coleman tune next. Take it away, fellas.
Thank you.
Ian Mengadote, Adrian Notaboom on alto and tenor saxophones, Jason Jackson Mint, and Thomas Campbell at the bass and drums. They are the Intention UW Jazz students, and we're here talking about the UW Jazz Festival, the first ever jazz festival, coming up on January the 30th. Great opportunity for high school and middle school students to get in, check out the UW's jazz faculty, clinics, workshops, and a big concert for free that night featuring high school students, a bunch of UW faculty bands, and the Kung Vu Trio also playing for free on Saturday night, January 30th. So let's talk a little bit with the rhythm section, Jackson and Thomas. How did you form this group, The Intention? Thomas, we'll have you step up.
So it actually just happened that we all auditioned for the small groups at UW just as a class. But I think maybe the other guys will tell me if I'm wrong, but the first couple times we played together, it felt like we had kind of a deeper connection, if that sounds cheesy, than just being randomly put into a class together. I think a lot of us, like we mentioned, have similar backgrounds musically and also geographically. But I think we just all love this kind of music together, making new music together. So
it's been really impressive listening to you guys warm up and play today. Jackson, a pianoless rhythm section. And I wonder if you think that frees you up or gives you more responsibility on the bass and drums. Specifically bass for you.
It's a little of both. It's pretty much at the same time I have more responsibility to lay the foundation for the group sonically, but at the same time it's like my decision what that foundation is, and I get to listen to them to make that decision and sort of interact with them more. At the same time, I do love playing with the piano player because that gives me extra freedom and I would say more rhythmically because I'm sort of like the center of what's going on in a lot of these songs. But I really love the instrumentation and concepts that we have going on right now. I think that we all share the same point of view on that. So
now we're hearing a lot of standards from the four of you today, but I would be very interested, especially from the rhythm section, as jazz starts to become more and more influenced by modern soul and hip hop music and it's going more toward the groove than the classic swing thing. And I wonder if you guys have a preference for groove or swing and if you see that changing in the future. Thomas.
Sure. The first thing, I think Jackson will be the first to say that he loves all that kind of music. And I think most jazz musicians playing today do. Personally, if you listen to even older rap music, you can kind of hear, you know, they're not really speaking straight rhythms. They're pretty heavily influenced by jazz and kind of R&B. Rhythmically, Jackson, you have something to say?
Yeah, I'm a huge hip-hop head, and I am really into the new scene going on right now, which is sort of focused on live performance with a lot of jazz studio musicians. I mean, you look at guys like Kendrick, who perform on late-night shows with percussionists like Bilal, and Thundercat's an amazing jazz bass player who does stuff with him, Terrence Martin, and then the Chance, the rapper scene with all of those jazz heads in his group as well, so I really enjoy the hybrid sort of genre that's being created right now.
Yeah, this is the generation that's doing it. We're going to hear one more song. We've got one more tune from The Intention today. And once again, let me remind you about the UW Jazz Fest at Meany Hall. And the School of Music's coming up Saturday, January the 30th. Free gig. Go on out and check out all the great middle and high school jazz players, as well as members of the UW Jazz faculty and students. And the Kung Vu Trio also playing free at Meany Hall on the 30th. All right, one more song. We're going to get into some Nardis with The Intention live on KPLU.
Thank you.
Cadot on alto sax, Adrian Notaboom on tenor sax, Jackson Mint and Thomas Campbell bass and drums. That's The Intention. All four of these cats roaming the halls at the University of Washington, part of that great jazz program there. And the UW Jazz Fest, first edition of what will hopefully be many years to come, is going down on January 30th at Meany Hall and the School of Music. It's Saturday the 30th. Lots of clinics and workshops and a big, big concert that night. And it's free. Go on down to Meany Hall at the UW on the 30th. Thank you guys so much for being here. That was just terrific. I also want to thank Ted Poor for being here and everybody at the UW, Greg Sinibaldi, especially Paul Harshman, and thanks to all the members of our leadership circle. And it's your generous contributions and the support of all KPLU listeners that make these performances possible. I'd also like to thank our School of Jazz sponsors, Integrative Family Law, Half Price Books, BECU, and Beacon Plumbing. And with that, we'll send it back to Mary McCann with more Midday Jazz on KPLU.
We're clear.